קהל שבסך מוחמד רוצה כי השם לוקח מסער פיה לפניך, מצריך לרוס ללך לפניך, ואי מהפניך הקדש, סנאפי ססון, מצור סלפס, פסל ינטריה, ואיר בחר וסדבה, ושב מאחריך. So in here, this passage, as I learned out, various halachas saying davar shebekdusha, the makom tzaya, and makom erva. This is the makar, the whole brachas, the pagan brachas, the sugyas of when you last say davar shebekdusha. So one nakuda that I want to talk about. This one gabay bringing Torah in the bathroom, whether you need a kiss beside a kiss, whether you need to somebody will put a tell me you have a sitter, they put it in a bag, then they put it in the pocket, or some you have a share that you ever print the lavish print packet, you have to take it out and go to the bathroom or cool. Then we'll talk a little bit about the sugya called Bisharva. Which is the second half of the pasuk, Ever's Davar, and that's also one of the Nyan Gemara that in Brachas discusses, called Bisharva, both Benegeya, what type of call you allowed to say, you allowed to burn Shabbatush in front of. And we have a listening to a woman singing, even when it's not Benegeya, the burn Shabbatush. So, time allowing, we'll see how much we get to. So, This concept of people talk about it, kli b'sarich kli. That's why some people put it, they'll have a little sitter, they'll wrap it in a bag, and then they'll put it in their pocket, and it should be kli b'sarich kli. So the idea of kli b'sarich kli, that's found in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem, the Nevi'im's Talmud. And there it's talking about l'gabe, not l'gabe b'sa kisei, but l'gabe tashra mita. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, b'ayis sheyesh b'ay tefillin, also, shamish by mikasa. Actually, you'd see it when she anichah mechli b'sarich kli. In order for kasha meet the mutter in a room, it has to be that there's no tefillin there. If there's tefillin there, you have to put it in a double kli. Who shein hashein miyuchel lehem? It has to be that the second kli is not miyuchel. Shem ha'um miyuchel. I feel me'ach chashuv mekecha. Says Rama, the Mishnei ben Miuchadim lehem, oy shapnimi ben Miuchadim lehem, vachitza Miuchadim lehem, it's mutter. So you don't need that both kelim shouldn't be Miuchad. All you need is if the pnimi is not Miuchad, and the chitza is Miuchad, then that's called in Miuchad, and it's considered kli b'sarich kli, and it's mutter. Well, fizel mashal, you have, I'm supposed to discuss that, but when Pasha comes out, if you have a talus bag. So even though the tefillin has the tefillin bag, it also has the talus bag. But since the talus bag is also miyuchid for the tefillin, even though it's also for the talus, but the outside of the big bag is not just for the talus, it's for the tefillin also, if you keep the tefillin inside. So meilo, chayr is considered two kelim that are miyuchid, and it doesn't help if you have even the tefillin inside the bag, you have the talus bag, you have the plastic on top. It all doesn't help because it's all considered the chayra klim yuchid, and you don't have a heter, and you have to have a bag, inner bag that's not yuchid. Or else, other aids is if it's in a closet it's a big closet, it's more than 40 saw. There are aids. Zok mishabura. The whole idea in Chumashim is to do it tefillin, a shar svar. So the Shacharim talking about tefillin. What about shar svar? So here the Mishmura says that all these halachas apply to other sifrei kodesh, bein b'ksiva oy b'tfus. Say if it's written or if it's printed. Hakol yesh lam kedusha u'ba'ino kli tarchli. Va'afilu im hein ksav mishita. So again, so one Chumash Mishmura says. Even by Shar Svarim. Second Chumrah, even if it's printed. The third Chumrah says, even if it's not Ksav Ashur, it's a Ksav Meshita. It's also a problem. It's not the Ksav of the same attire, it's also a problem. It also has Kedusha. And therefore, you need kiss beside a kiss in order for a husband and wife to have Tashra Mita. Says Mishabura, Vaiter, and he says, the I might tell me maybe the cover should be considered a Kisui. She said, the car is not even considered a kisui. She's mad. I'm just thinking now, if anyway the car for you know, that is a kisui, but it's a kisui miyuchad for it. It's not going to help you anyway because you need it first. The first kli has to be miyuchad. That's a hard thing about that. Al kapanim, he means on the Taz Yerdeya says, call mekel b'tusha svarman and pasim also b'tin esadim. The tfus have a kumay ksiva. So the truth matter isn't the misverse, the tfus is kumay ksiva. Doesn't necessarily apply to our type of tfus. I think some of them were made by our type of tfus, because in those days, the original printing, you had letters on a printing block, and then someone went ahead and, you know, picked up each one, and it was like a rubber stamp, basically. It's a rubber stamp, so there, you could hear Svarim, which we consider Ksiva. What's the difference if I write, take a pen, and put the ink on the paper like that, or I take a rubber stamp, and I put the ink on the paper that way. So there's a nice Ksiva over there. But shame about today, when you have technology where everything happens by itself, there's no one sitting there, you know, putting the ink on the paper, it's all automated, it's all done by computer, so therefore, it's not necessarily muchach from Mishavura, that our tfus wouldn't be considered, our tfus would be considered tfus and would have kedusha. There might be room lahakel. It means even the chavetz yor, even in that, in those days, it was meikel. We'll see later on, there's also Rashbam, the Marsham, that's meikel. He brings a rye from a rekeach. We'll see in the Hemshach that when he's deity, the rye from the rekeach is not a rye of Bechal, and the rekeach is not talking about like printing. We'll see in Mitzvah Shemsum. Now, there's a Radvaz, a Chuvah's Radvaz. The Mamash is got, so Mishavura is talking about the Gavitash Shemita. The Chashemita, you need Kli B'Sai Kli, and there's no Terim. The Ravaz is talking about going into basic kisui. Mamash on our shayla. Ravaz was asked, are you allowed to go into basic kisui with you're allowed to go into basic kisui with the different taira in a pocket. Says Ravaz. He says he himself was noyig to do this. So sometimes he'd be in the street, he'd meet someone in the street, and they would give him a shayla. So they have it written out, he'd give it to him, or some other, the Divrei Torah, and he'd put it into his hat, Sechem and Snefes, or Repal Dekira. I guess that's some type of, that's his frock in those days, I don't know. And he put it in his, sounds like putting it in his pocket. Achi Yigi Abaisa, Abaita, Laimba. And in Italian, if you have to go back to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom. And he says, moreover, I'm not sure why it's Gedoyle Mizu, why it's moreover, but he says, moreover, he himself, he says, he used to have a sefer kot mo'id, sheyesh by rimzei tarig mitzvahs. He had a little sefer that had remiza, all the tarig mitzvahs, and he always used to have it, he used to always keep it in his pocket. I guess if he's ever somewhere, he's just chap 2 minutes, he can pull the sefer out of his. Instead of Kaddish Mishnayis, he had a little teeny sefer mitzvahs, the remiza. And this way, he chazer over the Tayag mitzvahs. I remember Bzel Epstein gave Shurman Shar Torah on Minyan mitzvahs. I remember that Dhamma, he wanted Taina that, and because you find, it's very interesting, you find that many Rishayim have songs, poems of the Tayag mitzvahs. Sadi Gain, others, Shlomim Gabriel, a lot of Paitanim, they have songs of Tari Mitzvahs. Well, why do they do that? So you want to know that the minimal share of Yedias HaTaira is to know the Tari Mitzvahs. It is mainly that they were Machabra songs that people should memorize Tari Mitzvahs with the song. And this way, that's your minimal Yedias HaTaira is that. You see, Dr. Nisrat Vaz, he had this, the thing he had in his pocket that he pulled out when he had a minute here, a minute there, was this Tarik Mitzvah Remiza. So maybe that would be Shul Smach. Well, why Dafka it is? He could be, he sees a Bazilian Indian to at least to know the Tarik Mitzvah. Up upon him, that's what I said that he used to do. Again, I'm not sure why it's Gedolim, I don't know why the Tarik Mitzvah Remiza
is a bigger chiddush. You want to take that into the bathroom if it's in your pocket,
over the shiloh and the shtickle Torah someone gave him to look at. So I don't know b'dayil mizum. I don't know why it's a b'dayil mizum. Fun. Says their advance. His makar is he's a kalam chaim because the Gemara says we'll see. It's put down halacha that by tefillin sheyesh mem kedusha gedayla. Still, they were matir to take the tefillin into Beis HaKiseh if you wrap it in your begadim. You wrap it in your begadim. Since there's no chash of the tzaitzit that there was some merib line will spread it, because wrap, so therefore you're allowed to eat with tefillin. Because tefillin is kedushas more chamer. And yet they were matir to take it into a Beis HaKiseh kvua, kol shkein shar svar. Now he's married. Maybe want to say this. We'll see. The person do make this chalik, but he says maybe want to say by tefillin they're only matir because the bathrooms were outside. On the tefillin, you were scared. You don't want to leave tefillin. You don't want to leave tefillin when you went to the bathroom. So maybe that over there is a problem. Over there they'll make all that you should put wrap tefillin in one kisa and bring it in. Hashem came over here where the bathroom is in the city. The bathroom is in your house. Maybe. There's a reason to machmir, and we'll see. Got some places talk our machmir because of this, but he says no. He's machmir. He shows no chiluk. Now he says then he goes to the sugya that we started off with. He says haray sevatera and tefillin are more chamur than chumashim. The chumashim are more chamur than kisvei kaidish. And even by saying Betayra, where it's us, L'shamash Mitasai, we just had that halacha. Or uniquely, B'sai Chli, She'ein HaMezumalai, it's not a Chli that's meant for that. But if you don't have Taisviz, or Taisviz, not by saying Betayra, we'll have a Shara Svar. Taisviz says. Shara Svar, there's no need for Chli B'sai Chli. But Zab Taisviz, by Chumashim, we talk about Chumashim, in the Rishayim, Chumashim, not our Chumashim. Chumashim, it was like a Sefer Torah, but it was separate Chumashim. It was written, it was a scroll, but it was each Chumash by itself. So that's more Chumar than Shar Kisvei HaKadosh. That ties in the Sopik. And the Marachai says, even Chumashim Shalanu, that Chumashim Shalanu ties in the Sopik, the Marachai is Mach B'Chumashim Shalanu, but Shar Svarim, he says, Dayim Mekisa Alma. So the Rabbi says, Beferish Marachai, that even Gabe Tash Shamita, we're makel kisa yachad. So he says, "Ein lachal kisa gadol milias munach b'sayif ha pal bakira." Ein lachal kisa gadol. It's in your pocket. That's no worse than a kisa. So therefore, he said, "Yad misham mishmita," and also to go into beis hakisa. Another raya brings in the Rambam. Rambam says, "Hayi kasev shem al b'sara, arez al yirchatz." A guy has his name written on his basar. Let's say he was Baal Shuva, and in his old life he made a tattoo. Yudkei Vavkei. There's stories like that. People have tattoos Yudkei Vavkei, and then they become from, and then they're stuck because you have a problem of Mechikas Hashem. You can't get rid of the tattoo. Because the problem with Chikas Hashem is big problems. So this halacha, it says, the Rambam says, if he has a Zamu Tvil Shal Mitzvah, he has to go to Mikvah, the Karachal of Gemi, the Tevil. So he has to cover it. Because the problem of Makam Tanaifis in the Mikvah and the Makam Erba. So he says, if he doesn't find a Gemi, Misav Bugatav, you have to cover it with a Beged. Don't make it too tight, it shouldn't be Chatzitza for the Mikvah. It should be loose enough, the water should be able to get in, you have to cover it. So he says, BC says the third class, that if it's mechusa, then you're allowed to go. You're allowed to go into the base of Merchitz. You're also allowed to go. The class assumed you're allowed to go into the base of Kisei. The whole problem was, it's not covered. Right? Loyam makam atanifis. You're not allowed to stand makam atanifis. But if it's covered, then it's not a problem. That's what the Rebbe wants to diagnose Rambam. Because he says otherwise, I mean, it'll come out that you tell me, can't you bring the Rambam is not like a basic kisei, right? But this guy, he has what's supposed to do. He has to relieve himself. He has to go to the bathroom. What's supposed to do? Yeah, say Alma. He has to cover himself. He He's not paroi. He can't. So Elmai. It must be that it's mutter. There also it helps the covenant. So you see that even by Hashem Hashem, the Vaz says it helps. It helps the covenant. Koshkein by Stam Svarim Almu. It's not Hashem Hashem. It should be mutter. Zotir Vaz. Another Svara. Another Svara. This is investment against that Mishnah Berurah. He says, if the Svarim are not written Ksav Ashuri, so he says either it's Ksav Provincial, whatever that means, not whatever that means, we'll see in a minute what it means, or Malik, and the Chidah, the Birki Esif, in Yardai Simresh Pei Beis, he says that this Provincial Ksav is what we call Oisyez Rashi, Ksav Rashi, what they, in the print, you know, the words, the Rashi Tosfos, this an old Gemara, is now already everything changed from Ksav Rashi to square, but Ksav Rashi, that's this Ksav Provincial, or it's this Ksav Malik, it's some type of Ksivas Chatzi Kulmos, Shekairin Midya Litra, I have no idea what that is. Ksav Rashi, we know what it is. Akapanim, it's some other Ksav, it's not Ksav Ashuris. And here the Rav says, if it's not Ksav Ashuris, then there's no Issa Bechlam. Now that Mishnah Berurah that said, he was talking about the Habitash Amita, he says that even if it's written in other Ksav, not Ksav Ashur, it's still its Aser. So, in this, we'll see, this Ravaz, a lot of people bring it down. First of all, the fact that the Birki Yosef brings down the Ravaz and explains the Ravaz, it doesn't argue, the Birki Yosef, the Chidah, brings down the Ravaz, sounds like he holds like the Ravaz in this Chil. He says, brings the Raya from the Rambam. But in this Raya from the Rambam, L'chayra, he might mess himself up, even though he doesn't say so. Because the Rambam's like this. Mud lahatzel kol kisvei kodesh. They're talking about la'alocha, the perikol kisvei, and the Shabbos, learned last year, that if there's a fire, so this halacha is what you're allowed to say, how much you're allowed to say. So the Rambam says, you're allowed to be matzel kol kisvei kodesh, provided that they're written in Ksav Ashuris. But if they're written in other Lashonis or other Ksav, either language or Ksav, then even if there's an error. B'chol also likris man. So much for our scroll. El menichon b'makim atayrif. It's in B'chol Lashon Ksav, right? El menichon b'makim atayrif. Mehein misabdin me'aleyim. Says there that, you see, if it's written, it's not Ksav Ashuris. Ksav Achad, Ram says. Then, it's also likris man. It doesn't have Kedusha. You're allowed to put it in a place where it can get wrong. You're not going to save it. It doesn't have Kedusha. So you see that, that's why if it's not written, it's not Ashuris, then there's no problem of taking it to the bathroom. So, if the Rambam says that the reason why you're not going to save it is because us Likrais Bam, how do we learn it? But might as well, all our learning is done in Naksav Ashuris. Haven't you yet seen a Gemara in Ksav Ashuris? You know, the Pit Matiris that you have, you know, the people have Klaf, that Pit Matiris, and the only Tiris of Al Pet that I've seen in Ksav Ashuris is the Pit Matiris. But otherwise, we don't learn Ksav Ashuris. So how do we learn? Yeah. Furthermore, I mean, the Ravazim, because Rambam's Mashma, the reason why there's no Kedusha is because that's when you're not learned. So it's not supposed to be written like this. That's why it's not Kedusha. We do learn it. The Rav himself learned it. The Rav was talking about the papers that he was learning. His sefer Rimzei Taryag was he was learning it. He wasn't there for show. He was there to learn. So Chayra, the Rambam's mashma, the reason why he doesn't have kedusha because it's lomai. Well, Ma'aseh today we do learn it. So if we do learn it, the Chayra could be even the Rambam would have kedusha. Whatever the heter is to learn it, that might give it kedusha. So that's my ha'ara on the Rav. Advance the second heter is that Ksav Ashuris doesn't have Kedusha, and therefore it's no problem taking it in the bathroom. Tzitz Eliezer says that this chiddush of the Advance, the Sherl Meshiv, Yerz Shalmatzen, also agrees to it. And so again, we have another sheet that holds up this sheet. Dr. Advaz, the Raz ends off. It's called the Milsa. Mutal Niach Sot Mishesh, Mim Yorim Shal Tayrim Sechah, pal the kira. I would say chaykai. Loi zubal vat. I feel mishnayzer mazim chaybis kotten. I said no kiyitzer. Again, loi zubal vat. Mutl lichanes behem bezakisei. Hoyal behem achus. Says Rada ufi alacha. I feel kusum mashuris. Right. You know, that's him. He holds that the one kisei helps even for kusum mashuris. He's only willing to be mekel when you have a tziruf. A tziruf of the fact that he holds one kisa enough. And a tziruf of the fact that he holds that it's not ksav ashuris, it's not kaddish. A tziruf of those two things, he's willing to be mekel. But, v'li tzur, v'vizet, you have a tikkun kairim, which is written in ksav ashuris. So even if it's in a bag, the feeder advised, he won't be mekel. You know, even though Mikra then he holds that it's mutter, but therefore he won't be made. Now, it also comes out of Dinas and Vaz that he's more meiko than Besak Kisei. Then Chayra, let's say you have your tefillin, you're in the airport, right, and you don't want to leave it outside, you have to go to the bathroom. So if you have a room in your carry on the fight, maybe put the carry on for sure, it's okay. But for him, b'chayra, even if it's a clean yuchad, by the bathroom, I think you'd be mekel. I'm not sure. Now, the marsham, the b'shan rov, he brings out this redvaz. And he says, this redvaz is against the machzor shekel. We'll see in the Shacharach Tzimman Gimel. Because they say, which is better than the Svarad, the Vaz was Shoilel, that is, they say that it's possible, you're in the city, it's possible to give it to someone else, then there's no heter. There's all heter of tefillin. With the Vaz is right, putting it in your, wrapping it in your bag, that's only in the basic kisei, that's outside. Then, but you have basic kisei in your house, you have a place to put it, then there's no heter to bring it to the bathroom. You give it to someone else. So he says, "B'chayr v'nivad." Is he not like that? So Marsham, based on the kayach, this redvaz, as a rishon, almost a rishon, so therefore he's because this redvaz, he's willing. He says that not like all the achrayim over there. As we'll see. I'm sure it brings down this machlekes. So he says though afterwards he found though that mabushi yamtiv, on the levush, he brings down for the tashmitz. That tefillah is l'ksav m'sheish v'm'sheim, but it's sarach l'tam v'tik v'sarach tik. So even by shar svarim, in order to go to the bathroom, to bring it to the bathroom, you need a tik v'sarach tik. Just like b'tasha mita, you need kli b'sarach kli, so too, says the Tashbitz, that you need kli b'sarach kli. So in other words, the Masham is saying, you know, you know how the Ravaz, milachisa, there's a Tashbitz, you know, the Ravaz Tashbitz, both that's the same kufa. So you know, it sounds like it's not going to knock out the Masa Shekel based on because of the Radvaz, because Maisa, on the other hand, you have attachments. However, Zat Tzitzel Yezer is a mistake over here. Because this Mabushi Yomtev calls attachments. However, it doesn't say what attachments is. But since it's Yezer, I'll show you different attachments. The Tashbits in Chayel Gimel Simchava says Lehedya, I looked it up, Taki, he says Lehedya, that to go into the bathroom, you don't need to clean yourself clean. It's enough one clue, like the Radvaz. The Tashbits, Adrab, add the Tashbits to the list. And the Tashbits hold the Radvaz that Lenin Kisra Kaidesh, it's enough, Kli, to go to the bath. You don't need Kli, Kli, Masari Kli. So he says, Nacha. So what happened over here? He suggests that there's really Tas Sefer. And Mabushi Yamtiv, instead of Tashbats, it's really Tashnats. Chuvas Nun Tzadi. Now, I don't know who this Chuvas Nats is. I've never heard of it. But he says, the El Rabba, brings down this Chuvas Nun Tzadi. And he's the one that says, that even by Kis Vekodesh, you need to kiss Mesari Kis. So Meili says, and he, apparently this hasn't had the Sefer, he says, Lem is Harei Kosim Mamish, Mila B'Mila, what the Mabush Yonder brings down. So says the Tizliezer, Marsham, said, okay, we have a Radvaz that's matir. Minachisa, we have a Tashbitz that's not matir. So it's not true. Fakar, Tashbitz holds exactly like a Radvaz. That is mutter. The tshuva is nun tzadi, he's the one that says, not that. But that's not the same darga as the Tashbis or the Ravaz. And therefore, the Marsham's first hanacha, that you have a Ravaz and Tashbis against the Mechaz Shekel, therefore it's reason to be hung, to be made. The Marsham, the same tshuva, I said mentioned before, he's on a Rekeach. Rekeach is Mahdi Bitfus. Rekeach is Mahdi Bitfus. So he says, even though Gabi Shabbos were Machmir, he says it's Lagara, Mekumis, and Kantim, Avad Drachim. Those in Shabbos, Lokatil were Machmir on much more. Lokatil Midarbon. Also, even to write with dirt, abak drachim, the dust, write into the dust, right in your bonnet. So, maybe it was also, but as far as ksav, it's not considered a ksav. Means you write from the Gemara by Zara that when it's chokuk, you're not over on the loisa say oh losasu kem hashem lokeshem. He says, he writes, even though the choinim didn't see the Rekeach. And therefore, L'chayra, you can say, hold up, the Taz goes crazy, right? Tfus, also the Dinas Adin, anyone that's made by Tfus, also the Dinas Adin. L'chayra, you can say, look, he didn't see the Rekeach. I see the Rekeach, we shouldn't smite there. Then you understand what he said. But he says, maybe Linyan, Zayin, but going to Besakise, Tasha Mita, maybe Rekeach with Moyle, so therefore, you know he has a Rekeach, he's not willing to jump on the bandwagon of the Rekeach and say that it's all mutter. Now, Lamaisa, again, Lanias Daiti, in Ofran, in Tavas Kapas Kandalis, Marsham is Sara Teira, Bajan de Rom was Mamash from Gedolim in Europe. But, if you look at the Rekeach inside, the Chayra is no Shaykh is the Tfus. Rekeach is talking about writing in matzah, making a simen in the matzah. You have some type of tfus, right? You want to make a picture in the matzah. But there, so you make indentation in the matzah. And he says, I forgot the mashu perik maybe get. The kosav by get, it says, because of the seven degrees. And chazal darshan of the Lord, chokak. What's chokak? Carving, engraving. Masha nidchais with tfus ain't a tziva. You have a form, and you push down on with that into the matzo or into anything else that's not ksiva. So he says that's not what you can get. But a yomtiv is usher to be you want to be misamedim. You bake the matzo on yomtiv, so when it's still dough, you want to carve into it. That for whatever reason you want to say which matzo is which, whatever. Still, he's saying it's going to be usher b'chatchila. So chayra. The Masham's a palette. The Rekeach is not talking about printing. Use the Lashon, Masha Nidchkais Bitfus. Yeah? But I don't think in the time of Rekeach, first of all, they had a printing press, but you might have had rubber stamps. But he's talking about Chakika, Vikosav, Veloy Chokak. So what does that do with Tfus? By Tfus, you have words, an ink written on paper. It's not chakika. You're not carving out a letter. That's all shayla. Is that called tziva? Right? If you didn't write it, you just did it with the thing. Is that called tziva now? That's the Yeshlod. And the Taz says, that's called tziva. What's the difference if you write it by hand, we take a rubber stamp, we take a printing press, and you go up and down and you print it. Right? But chakika, the Taz is my difference, and that's not called tziva. That's not called tziva. That's what the Rekeach is not. Chal Ryan Rabbit Fuss. He says you're pushing it down with a tfus, but he's not talking about printing. He's talking about chakika, because of chakka. But when it's actually words and letters, then who said it's not called tzima? The chal, the chayr, the mamish had no raya whatsoever from there. So the chayr is masham to me in the pelugodl mamish. Now the Shulchan Aruch, as we mentioned before, it's simem gimel. Before simem, now simem gimel. Also known as tulum. It says, "I love shtulum." Those who basically say the love we mentioned before. So leikon is bem gulum ben big day. Okay, said yasa chosim lich mekli. Imoy be pesach. Oich is a kli biyotay. Remember, basically said shabasada. Oh, basically shabayis. There's no hatred. This was the Zok the Magen Avraham. What about the kisa kaidish? He said, if they kiss, im heim be kiss, shari lach nisan. Even be bias, if they're covered, they're in a kiss, they're in a cover, it's mutter. It means they're right from here today. Maybe they're right from the Rambam. Rambam says, kok kisa kaidish, osul zarlan. Hakmeyin. Just remember that this time, one of the Ravaz's rayas. Kmeyin, shiyesh, mev, yon, shok kisa kaidish. Ein echlas de beza kise. Elam kein, ha yu mchufim ar. In those days, it was more common that people used to have kmeyas. What was a kmeya? Kmeya was some kubal wrote on a piece of cloth certain tzrufei shemus of a kadosh baruch, whatever it was, some yon al pi kabbalah, and you'd go around with that amulet. That would be a type of shmir. So even though it has shemus of a kadosh baruch in it, the Rambam says sinal go the base I can say, but unless hayu mechufin ar. Unless it had a cover, a leather cover on it. So, Lech has Adam Sevet Torah Bizrayoi, Yichonis Bala Bela Kisei, Afa Bishu Karach Mat Peiches, by Sevet Torah. Sevet Torah were Machmer. Mashma, says the Magen Avraham, the Kisra Kaidish, it's Mutter. If the Kisra Kaidish had a cover, just like the Kameya is Mutter, Kisra Kaidish also. So, says the Magen Avraham, even if it's just one kiss, even though it's one kiss, it's mutter. And the fizel chayr, it's even if it's miyuchin. Why? What's my raya? Because by the kameya, this a cover of R was a cover that he made for the kameya. So chayr was miyuchin for the kameya, and still the Rambam is matir, and still the Moharam says, the chayr, that would apply to kisser kaidish. So even if you have a sitter that has a cover to it, comes with a cover, it's a miyuchad cover for it, l'chayra, it should be mutter, and you shouldn't have to put it in your pocket. Now, he says, oh, look at the Eli Rabbah, here he means down this Chuvah's nets, that says, the tefillin k'savim, sheish b'mshem, yasarach lindin tik masarach tik, yasarach lel besek yisei. The no l'litna is kailim shel ar. The l'mini used to have cover, this Chuvah's nets said, used to cover it with ar. Oh, says the Eli Rabbah, that he quotes that your idea. This halacha, the kamei mechubar mutter. So the rabbi himself, he's the one. This Shuas Netz, the one who discovered it was the Ali Rabba. That there's a problem with kisei kaidish in the bathroom, even though it's covering, you're too covering. But the Ali Rabba himself brings down the Shulchan Aruch, which is Magen Avraham's raya, that kamei is mutter with the cover with art. So even the rabbi thinks that he's not like so convinced about the net that the Shuvah's nets is right, and he brings it on the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, you know, to say that even the rabbi's machmir is not so posh. However, the Mishavura brings down two sheets. Yeah, is Shar Svarim Imheim Bekis Shari. Yeshayim Revini Tik Besaych Tik, and that Shari Tzin says that's the rabbi. L'chayr is not pashut, because L'chayr the Ali Rabba asks on the nets, not necessarily he's passed back the nets. But the Shuvah's nets, L'maisa, the Ali Rabba is not necessarily machmir. So, L'maisa, I mean, we have the Ravaz, we have the Tashbis, the Sharsi Rabba brings out the Ravaz, and you have the Magen Avraham, right? You have the Masham, most Paiskim are Mekel. The Shuvah brings down, Yesh Aymrim, Eidit Tik Mesach Tik. Upon him, certainly, even based on what we just said now, this room will huckle just to put the Torah in your pocket without having a kiss beside a kiss, because it seems to be the sheet of most paiskim, and you have the Rosham, the Ravaz, and the Tashvitz that are mekel. Now, there's another tzad maybe l'huckle, at least as a sniff l'huckle, and that is, the shayla is whether our bathrooms have a din of Beis HaKisei of Parasim. Now, what's Beis HaKisei of Parasim? Gemara in Brachos, everybody knows the Gemara. Gemara says that Hani Bavi Kisoi, the Parasoi, Avgav Hispul Tsoya, Kistumim Dom. Rashi explains, because they had a system that it was the way they had the Beis HaKisei, there was a hole, and there was an incline, and the Tsoya didn't stay, the Tsoya went into a hole, and therefore the Beis Akise, if it doesn't mean the Beis Akise. The Moshe is Mesupik, if our bathrooms are considered the Beis Akise Parasai. On the one hand, he doesn't speak out the Stodim. And on one hand, Chayra makes sense that our bathrooms, whatever system they had, how the Tzayra rolled into this hole, but at the end of the day, our bathrooms are much, much cleaner. The Jewish bathroom, but in general, our bathrooms are much cleaner. The flush cleans, you know, it definitely cleans much better. Because even if they have some type of system, can't imagine nothing remaining. But on the other hand, this is sad to me. To me, I don't understand it well. That because at least by us the tzari is there, and afterwards you flush it away. But there, right away, the tzari goes away. I can put a much specific about it. Now our bathroom is like but Kisa and Parson. Look at Maisha. So therefore, Lina feels a dayan before eating. She says, you can't wash in the bathroom. You wash your hands for eating. Can't wash in the bathroom. Says in Maisha, well, in your tefillah, there, in Ein Makom Acher, Yitol Shem Yadav, Avalo Yinakmem El Bachutz. But you shouldn't wipe them until you get outside. Why? Is it because of tefillah? That's Mikra Din. It's enough just to clean your hands, right? So Meila over here is Lagar. Especially if the water remains out so afterwards, and then he's made. So he says, even Gabi Davin, you know, the shul sets up the shul, they shouldn't have the sink, just one sink in the bathroom. Because the Chachila, even for Tvila, it's not proper to wash the bathroom, and they should have a sink outside. So now, so Chari Lefi, everything we said, the Chayra Kamakam installed them to be Makel. One is that maybe, at least if you had suffered from Moshe, maybe they're not considered, it's not considered a bathroom. Beis, you have Ravaz and company, big company, that's enough Kiseyachot. Just like the Chayra, a Raya Muchachas, that's him, from Kameyan. The Mogadron is Raya. The Yerab is Raya. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Ravaz himself brings the Raya. A Kameya, their matter to cover it with R. So you see that Kisra Kaidish, the Khar Kimei is not Muhammad Kisra Kaidish. Then we have the Shita of the Radvaz, that you may go by Ksav Shein Ashuris. And that we saw Chayr the Gehesa was masking, others are masking to this. Fourth tzad l'hakel is if it's printed, it's not written. As if you have your own product, you know your own notes that you wrote, then you don't have this tzad. But if it's printed, then you also have the sheet of the Chavis Yar and Marsham. That are makel b'tfus, you know, chayr b'sham is in royal and rukeach. We said the name is not shudarayim. Hakpanim, there's another tzirub there. Even without that, l'chayr certainly yesh al milas. Now, minyan l'inyan, the shaila is, can you bring in American currency into the bathroom? All over in currency, it says, in God we trust. There's the problem of bringing in a coin that says the word God. Is that a problem of Shem Hashem? Is that a problem of Shem Hashem? That there should be a problem of bringing it to the bathroom. So if it's in your pocket, right, so that's fine. So everything we said until now. Trial is, if guy's counting his money in the bathroom, he's bored, whatever it is. Can he take out his money and start counting his money in the bathroom? Well, he has a kosher phone. Kosher phone don't have any games on it, so therefore he doesn't have a smartphone. So maybe he has nothing to do there. So Shaila is,
So here is a few new shaylas that the like this. Shaila is the fact that it was lashon lots. Over here, the Shem Hashem is lashon lots. And the Shach Niradeh says, Mut Limchak Shem Shekos of Lashon Laz, who going got Lashon Ashkenaz, which is God, right? God in German, or Bug, Lashon Poilin. I don't know too much Polish, but I guess I'll take his word for it. If he hates him, is that. So Melo, if he says, it's not true, there's no Kdushan, Labi Meichik. Labi Meichik, it's not very Labi in the bathroom also. However, the Tashbitz says that Shemus Absut and Lashon Laz, it's Asli Meichik, Pula Avda Mid Rabbanan. And it's right from the Rambam. And Emerson is right from the Rambam, but it's very shvur. It's right from the Rambam. Because Rambam lenient shvur, Rambam lenient shvur, Rambam not lenient Mechikas Hashem. Rambam writes, Shashemus, Shehem, Bishar Lashaynes, Dinam Kikinuyim Lein Shvur. The Tashbitz says it's considered a shame. The din is a shvur. The halach is shvur b'shem. You swear by name b'shem. Wrote it over on shvur sheker. So there has to be b'shem. So shvur b'shem. They wrote over on shvur sheker. As the Rambam. Shameless, Mishal Shaina is like a kinoi. Now, the Vas says, the Tajma says, therefore, you see that Shameless, Mishal Shaina is instead of Shameless Shem. So, man, it's also Lilchaika, it's also the Bimavasa. The Mais Lachair is a Pelo in the Survas. As the Rambam says, and look, he said it there. So, Shar Kinoyim, Shemeshab Chemet Mesakosh Baruch, look, you're going, Chanun, Barachim, Hagodol, Hagiba, Banoira, Hanemon, Kana, Chaza, Kul. Harehen, Kishark, Yisrael, Kaidish, Umutu, Moichkon. Says the Rambam, Lini Mechikas Hashem, Sharki Nuyin is Mutu Limcha. So the Chaz is Taj is a Pella. Tajba says, Rambam says that Sharki Nuyin, I'm sorry, Bishar, the Sharinus is like a Kinoi, and therefore it's Os Limcha. But the Rambam says, Lini Mechika, the Rambam says kinuyim amutal limchay. So fakel the fin of Tashbitz that shemayis b'shar l'shemayis are equivalent to kinuyim. So then ad Rambam it's amutal limchay. And ad Rambam says l'nin shvu is considered a shame. So fine, it's like a kinuy. So l'gabe shvu a kinuy is enough. But l'gabe mechikas Hashem a kinuy is mutter. You're right. Shar Shema is like a kinoi. Let's see. Linyan Shvur. If you swear by a kinoi, it's called a Shvur B'Shem. But Linyan Mechik, Linyan Dusha B'Shem, it's Mutter. However, so Chayr Fakarit, the Fidei Cheshbon and Tashbis, it should come out, Adar Abba, that it should be Mutter. Like the Shach, that B'Shal Shem is Mutter. However, we could be done that, perhaps not like that, because that's a hanocha, that's a mechidush at Hashbetz, the Rambam, that Loshen Laz, meaning God, right? Bug, what the Shach says, that's called a kinoi. It's not so partial, but how that's what Rambam means. What does Rambam say? Rambam writes, Echra nishba, oy shashbiyu acher b'shem ha-miyuchid. Oy! You swore in the name of the one who's chanu, mishas shmei rachum b'chul. Ukiyoyitz behen b'chol loshoyin harei the shvur gemura. So when Rambam says kiyoyitz b'zeh b'chol loshoyin, what does Rambam mean? Does Rambam mean shem Hashem b'chol loshoyin? Meaning you said God? What does Rambam mean? Instead of saying Misha Shmai Rachum, you said me, the one, the compassionate one. Rambam doesn't say the Shem B'chol Hashem. Rambam says
Mishish mayar chapayim ukiyayitze behen b'cholashim. B'cholashim mean, you didn't say chanun rachum, you said compassionate. You said the one that has long anger, b'chul. So meila, hakar, the Rambam doesn't say anywhere that b'loshim laz is like kinuyim. No, it's fakaret. If loshim laz was like kinuyim, it would come out of b'kul. But fakaret, Rambam never says that. So meila could be loshim laz is more chomer. Now, So we have one side lahakal over here. The lefi the shach, it's b'loshim laz. You'll have to be meichid. So chayra, you'll also be allowed to bring it in mekayim asamutun often. How do I know that mechika and bringing mekayim asamutun is equal? This is the Rambam. The Rambam says v'chein im hoyish shem kosev al besaroi, right? Guy with tattoo. Harez lo yirchatz. You're not allowed to wash. Why can't you wash? Because we're worried that it's going to erase the shem. And also, you're not allowed to stand in makom atenayfis. So we see that standing, being in makom atenayfis, machnech hakadosh, right, is the same thing as mechika l'chayr. The two things Ram says you're not allowed to do with the shem that's on your hand, you're not allowed to wash because of mechika, you're not allowed to go in makom atenayfis. It's mashin Rambam. That these two are equal. So Melech Fidashach will come out that there should be a heter to, if it's written in another language, that'll be one side already lahakol to bring coins that say godly trust into the bathroom. Now, the Kaira, we have another side heter, and that is also a big shout in the Paiskim, whether a Shem that wasn't written Mekdusha. If it has Kedusha Hashem, the person wrote wasn't Muhammad Hashem Kedusha Hashem. Somebody wrote it. Does it have Kedusha now? So this is really a very big discussion in Achrayim. So God, there's a shach that says that Letzayruch it's mutter to be meichin. Rabbi Kveger brings down from the Marashdam, the Kadmonim. He says, "Hadava baruch shemesh, shemasha asu limchais shem and hashem ois leamru elok ishenichtavu bekavana l'shem kedusha mamish." Like Oyser is a tevis sheish from Oyser's mamish, mimishem, but it wasn't written bekavana. He says, "I bring it. What's his riot? You don't say like that." So when you have the word el, v'edabra Hashem el moish leima, the word aleph lamed, right? So depending on the nikud, it either means two, or it means Hashem Hashem. So according to, he says, you tell me that Hashem Hashem, even though it wasn't written Hashem Kedusha, it can't be Meichin. So the word El, right, El Al, right? You're not allowed to erase the word El Al, because it's Hashem Hashem. Elamite, the word Kel, is Hashem Hashem Mechakim. And also he says, let's say you have the letters Yud and Hey next to each other. Like in the word Yehoiducha, right? So therefore, he said, we also make it, because Yud Kei is one of the Shemus. El Ma'evada, everyone understands, that's the guy who looked at Alan's worth of Shah. Why is it book? There it says, because it wasn't written the Shem Kedusha. You could argue maybe and say that over there, it's not just that it wasn't written the Shem Kedusha, there was written for something else. There is a Machlein to argue on the Raya, and maybe it's worse or better when it was written for something else. With the word El, it was written, meaning El Moshe Leimar, then, so with Lahed, you written for a different Kavana, maybe that's, then for sure it doesn't have Kedusha, but when it wasn't written with any Kavana, maybe it's different. When the word itself was supposed to be Hashem Hashem, but it wasn't written Kavana, then maybe it's different. In Baghdad, the rest of the Rambam as well, the Rambam says, Kama Abed, Shem Min Hashem Misakadayishim. Right? Loikim Min Atahir. Loisasim Kem, Hashem Min Kecha. He says, Ram says, Shem Min Hashem, he doesn't say, Oisi Hashem. It's mashma, it has to be nafka, l'shem Shem. Now, l'maisa, This shita is also a shita of the Gaz Maimini. Shein the rain, the rain shita. He says that it wasn't written nichlu. Shein kedusha doesn't have kedusha. What's his raya? The Gemara, have a few places in chance. The Gemara says, Harei, Shehoi Yitzarech Lichtoiv, Es Hashem, he had to write Yudkei Bavkei. And by mistake, he wrote Yehuda. Instead of writing Yudkei Bavkei, I'm sorry. He really had to write Yudkei Bavkei. By mistake, he planned on writing Yehuda. He forgot to have to write Yudkei Vavkei. And he intended on writing Yehuda. As he started writing, he forgot he was supposed to write Yehuda, okay? And he thought he had to write Yehuda. But he's a double shlamazel. And instead of writing Yehuda, he left out the dalet. So he ended up writing Yudkei Vavkei, which is what he really needed in Chathilu. So even when, as he was writing it, he was planning on writing Yehuda, he ended up writing Yudkei Vavkei. But he wasn't, but he didn't have mind to write Yudkei Vavkei. That's really what he needed. So the Gemara says that Mavrol Kumis Umakachai. So what do you do? It wasn't written L'shem, L'shem. So what do? You write over again. On top of it, according to you, the Rabbanan. So in fact, there is advice of my opinion. What do you mean? How can you write? You want to write the Shema. If it's Sefer Torah, it needs the Shema. Always Pasuk Sefer Torah, you didn't write L'shem L'shema. Well, so what do you want to do? You write over again. Wonderful. So now it's the Shema. But it's Mechikas Hashem. You're Meichik, the bottom Shem. You're writing on top of it. When you write, so you're being Meichik, what's underneath. And now you're writing, what's on top? So you're being Meichik. Mechikas Hashem. How can you write Mechikas Hashem? Elamai, since it wasn't written, Hashem Kedusha, who had a mind to write Yehuda? So Meila. It's not Kaddish. So maybe you're allowed to be Meichik. So maybe you're allowed to write over again to add the Lishma. That's the Urayim's Cheshbon. So upon you see, that he also, that was the Ritla Shem Kedusha. So maybe it's not a problem. However, the Yehuda disagrees with all this. You know, there's major league people on this side over here. But there's no Yehuda that disagrees. The Yehuda is done. Where I think it was in a shul, they wrote letters that were carved out, maybe in Aron Kodesh, I don't know, Shem Hashem, and they wanted to paint it with gold. They wanted it was in stone, they wanted to, you know, paint it with gold, make it look nice. So the Shaila was, in the case over there, in the Rebbe Yehuda, he writes, the case was, a guy did it. He doesn't know Hebrew letters. So what did they do? They wrote out the letters for him. They said, you write, you know, this letter here, you carve out this letter here, so he doesn't even know what he was doing. He just sees the yod, he carves out a yod, sees the hey, he carves out a hey, he didn't know what he was doing. So certainly was no kavana for Kedushas Hashem over there. And yet the Rebbe says, he means a knife, and the Rebbe Yosef, that there's a problem. There's a problem of Mechikas Hashem. That by covering it with gold, that's called Mechikas Hashem. Because you're being Meichik, what's underneath it? At the bottom, you say, I wasn't written with Kedusha. You see, the Rebbe doesn't talk about Mechikas Hashem. You see, the Rebbe told you that wasn't written with Kedusha, it's a problem. At the bottom, a Mechikas Hashem. So, how do I then? I've been taking it in the bathroom. So, at the bottom, Lugabe, the coins. So, certainly, there's another tzirif, right? We had one child that was written in, it was B'Loshon Laz. There are many places that maybe it was written in B'Loshon Laz. Now we have a whole slew of paiskim that say if it wasn't written L'Shem Kedusha, then it's not a problem. But certainly, whoever minted the coins in Philadelphia, is that where it is? It certainly didn't have more L'Shem Kedusha. So therefore, based on all these shittas, that would be another tzad l'akom. Furthermore, I said if it's in your pocket, then you have a tzirv of the Radvaz as well. And the chayra, as we said then, the raya by Chimeya was shameless. It's not only because of Kaddish that place my matter, even when it has a shame Hashem, Kisa, it's enough. One covering is enough. So, well, the money's in your pocket for sure is no problem. Shalom, I'm taking it out. Then you don't have this last tziruf. Good, you had other tziruf in that wasn't the shame of Kedusha. And also, Blash and Laz. So, there's certainly room, Lahakar. And this is the next one will have to be for a different one. Now, in the beginning of Parasha, we have the Parasha we passed Taira. So Ramesin, the whole parish took a pell at all parish. What does Chazal say? That Dibbutar connected the Eitzer. And that's why they're allowed to do it. The Ma'aseh Chazal tell us, and that's the whole sequence of events in the parasha. They go from Soifa Shemachil Basat Musas, Soifa Lasanoisai, because Gilish Metzari Meira also talks about the Oilish Nebonim, Ahu Vasnua, and the painter, and the kid that was born as a Gilish Sari Meira, maybe found by David Melech, that Avshalom was born from a fast tire. And Macha was a fast tire, and Avshalom, who wanted to kill David, was born from that. So the question is, what's the pshat that a Jew in the war he comes to such a thing, he wants to marry, and what's the pshat? And furthermore, that said, as we discussed last week, after they say Mi'ish Hayarev Varach Halevov, he has to go home, right? So Medina, even is Rabbanon. He spoke between Ful and Shia and Ful and Shoyish. When is Rabbanon, right? He's got to go home. So, like we said last, who's left? Chaim Weizer, Chaim Brisker, and Chavetz Chaim. Right? Who are the soldiers already? Right? So they can speak at Dar with the soldiers, right? So what's Pshat then? How could they come to such a thing? And more so, because Chaskel says that Dovrel says in Tillim, Li bichol bekirbi. As I'll say, David says that he was menatzech as Yetzer. Li bichol bekirbi. My heart is empty. Meaning the Yetzer, David felt the Yetzer was gone. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in this whole thing? It says in Moshe Shmuel, the answer is one word. Vera Isa. That's where it all starts. He said that the guy says, the pasuk says, the Pesach Chatas Raveis. The Pesach Chatas Raveis, the pshat, that the Yetzahara, what we have to worry about is opening that door. That teeny opening of the door, that's where the biggest problems are. That's the famous Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says, Lasad Lavai, Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna shech the Yetzer. The Gemara says that the Shrama gonna be there, the Stigma gonna be there. The Gemara says, Halal Baichim, Halal Baichim. The Tzaddikim are crying, the Shrama are crying, everyone's crying. They said, well, why is Shrama crying? The Gemara says, Halalu Nidmelehem Kahar. Bahalalu Nidmelehem Bechot Asayra. The Rosh now sees the Eight Sahara, nothing. Chot Asayra. Threat. Right. What does Al tell you? Al telling me, what's the pshat? This batsim is Yisoy Godol in Mechemes HaYetzer. Yisoy Godol in Mechemes HaYetzer. And that is that, it's that first step. Because batsim, before you go into that first step, it's easy. It's much easier. But once you give him that little opening, you open the door from a little pischa shel machad, you give him the pischa shel machad, then he gets in. And that's what Rav Shmuel is saying. That's the v'risa. It's that small look, the curiosity. oh, what is it? What's over there? What's over there? You know what I mean? You're hearing this thing called town, you know? Well, I'm not going to do anything with them there. Well, I'm curious, what is it? You know, that Reisa. And that Reisa, once you give that Yetzirah, and that small Reisa, nothing, look, curious, I was walking over there, what is that? Of course, not Michal Shalom. But that Reisa, that's the first step. And therein lies the downfall. Once it's Reisa Beshevia, what are you looking? Reisa Beshevia, once you took a look, then you're finished. Emerson, the whole parish in the beginning, the Farshim say, the Drush, that said, Kiseis al-Mokham al-Aivecha. They say, it's talking about the Mokham, the constant Mokham we have with the Yetzirah. The Farshim say, Kiseis al-Mokham al-Aivecha, that Hashem will give the enemy your hand. So what's the pshat? The pshat is kisei shel mechama. In other words, the first thing you have to realize is that there's a mechama out there. The first thing you have to realize is that your fight with the Yetzirah is a mechama. So you have to go out to battle. If you think that it'll be okay, right? Then you're in trouble. If you realize it's about, you go out to battle, then Hashem will give the enemy your hand. The first thing you have to realize that it's a battle, then you have to have the Shmai. The famous story of Abel Yelopian, that the Bachar once came to him, and he asked him, can you go home for Chasana? Go for Chasana. So he asked him, what's that in pizzas? What about the pizzas in the middle of summer? He said, it'll be okay. So Abel Yelopian turned white. He says, saying Yiddish, you know, translate, is, Ich bin schon 80 Jahre alt, because I'm 80 years old. Ich bin schon halb blind, I'm half blind. Und ich zitter, and he shakes every time he walks out into the street. And you're a young Bacher, 20-year-old Bacher, and he says, mit zwei fleischige Augen, with two meaty eyes, and you're telling me Rebbe will be okay? So just think, right, if you have a general, he's going out to battle. Yeah? Big battle. A very strong enemy. So people under him, you know, the colonels, lieutenants, okay, what's the plan? Don't worry about it. When we get there, we'll figure it out. Right? As a general. If it's a battle, and if you don't have a battle plan, then obviously it doesn't do much brains to figure that you're lost. So but somehow the Mechama say Yetzer, I'll figure out when I get there, I'll worry about it then. Right? So the pshat is that the first thing is you have to realize Kisei Yetzer Mechama. If you want the son of Hashem Alkecha B'Yedecha, Hashem should have this out of Shmaya, Hashem is gonna put the enemy, when the son of Hashem Alkecha B'Yedecha, Hashem will vanquish the enemy, there has to be Kisei Yetzer Mechama Alkecha. It has to be, the first thing is that you realize that it's a battle. The second thing is then you go out to do battle. Then if you're going to do battle, it means you have to have a plan. The person knows that he has a weakness in a certain area. He knows that with certain guy talks Lashon Hara, he has to make sure that work it out. He has a problem with Shmir Sinaim, so he shouldn't go to certain places where he might have that problem. Right? So, but you have to realize the battle. If you have to realize the battle, then there has to be a battle plan. If you go out to battle. When you have a battle plan, then,